in this Charlie Tennant back in the radio. I'd like to open the show, pay tribute to the little coffee shop down the street and their religious prices. $4 for a hamburger, $1.50 a piece of pie, $1 for a cup of coffee. I say religious prices because they remind me of a Bible quote. I was a stranger, and you took me in. From the Gregory Hines Billy Crystal movie, Runnin' Scared. That's called Sweet Freedom. Charlie Tennant coming up in the next 60 minutes. We'll have another radio serial, the Gossip on People Talk. Mr. Music is in residence, too, for your questions up to and including the different corner ones. Here's George Michael.
I'm so scared. back in time, maybe I can forget. Turn a different corner and we never would have met. Would you care? I don't understand it. For you, it's a breeze.
Michael, and a different corner than Andrew Ridgely these days. The latest board game rage to hit the stores has enough financial side deals involved to make J.R. Ewing green with envy. The game is called Condominium. 2 to 6 players compete to build a 6-room, $300,000 condo. The game costs $40, but one lucky buyer will also win a real condominium at Miami's Jockey Club. But wait, there's more. Everybody also gets $2,000 in discount coupons for everything from Newsweek and USA Today to Romanoff Caviar and flights on Eastern Airlines. That's because Condominium is also a sponsored game. 31 firms paid $25,000 each to put their logos on the playing board. What a deal. Charlie Tuna! When a man or a woman joins the armed forces, there is first and foremost the challenge. The challenge to perform, to bear the burden of responsibility, to endure hardships, become stronger, to know your weaknesses and surpass them. It is a challenge that few in civilian life are ever asked to accept. The challenge is yours, and you have met it. Take pride in that. You've earned it. Well, up next, a former monk has taken on the daunting task of teaching manners to the mutts of Manhattan. 36-year-old Job Michael Evans calls his service the patience of Job. And he says that's what you need to deal with the pets. Let's see here if we can get him on the phone. Hello?
Hello, this is Job Michael Evans at Patience of Job, training for dogs and people. Your call is important to me. Clearly, you're interested in the finest quality training for your dog. So please, at the sound of the tone, leave your name and phone number, and I'll call you back as soon as possible.
Well,
thank you very much.
See what we can do for him. Make his day. Well, he picks up his messages.
You came when I was happy in your sunshine. I grew to love you more each passing day. Before too long, I built my world around you. And I prayed you'd love enough of me to stay. If you love me, let me know. If you don't, then let me go. Set me free.
smile says hello. It's good to see you. Anytime I turn around to find you there. It's this and so much more that makes me love you.
You love me, actions speak louder than words. But then that's the glory of love. This sounds a lot like Chicago. It's because it's their former lead vocalist, Peter Cetera, who's out on his own now with an album called Solitude Solitaire. And here's what he sounds like solo.
Tonight it's very clear, as we're both lying here, there's so many things I want to say. Would never leave you alone. Sometimes I just forget, say things I might regret. It breaks my heart to see you cry.
Satira, The Glory of Love. It's Charlie Tuna. The Glory of Love and the Agony of Hiccups. Next time you have a hiccup attack, believe it or not, probably the best thing you can do is reach for the old brown bag or just hold your breath. Hiccups cause shallow contractions in your body's diaphragm, so when you increase the carbon dioxide in your lungs and bloodstream, your brain alerts the diaphragm there's a shortage of oxygen. That makes the diaphragm deepen its contractions, which serves to break up the shallow hiccup pattern. Keep in mind, though, no method is foolproof, and you simply have to wait for nature to take its course. Hiccup.
Charlie Tuna!
The purpose of the Privacy Act is to provide individuals with certain safeguards against invasions of personal privacy. This includes both the unauthorized collection of information by the federal government and the misuse of that information. Under the provisions of the Privacy Act, all Americans are given the right to access. This means that you have the right to find out just what information a federal agency may have in your file. You can check your records to make sure they're accurate and up to date. And if necessary, you can obtain copies of those records. If a federal agency denies you access to your personal files, you have the right to bring suit against it. All Americans have the right to privacy. This act helps to ensure protection against illegal invasions of personal privacy by the federal government. I don't know if you've been to see a movie lately, but why did you go? I think in most cases, we'd all probably say, oh, the star of the movie, right? That's what you'd think. But Michael Levine, who has his own public relations agency in Los Angeles and has a number of Hollywood stars in his stable, is on the phone here with the reasons that we do go to movies. And a star, is that one of them?
Well, I thought so. And, you know, my business is promoting stars, so I had sort of hoped the poll would indicate that. But surprisingly, there are seven reasons people go to the movies, and stars are at the very bottom.
You're kidding.
No. Starting time, interestingly enough, is one of the prime motives that people choose in selecting a movie. That and ratings. Apparently, nationwide, these are very important.
Maybe those little dollar early bird discounts have a have an effect, right?
They do have an incentive. You know, stars and directors' names, which is what I thought would be at the real top of the list, and again, I had almost a personal and private incentive in them being on top, were really very unimportant. Less than 17% of the people that go to movies said that directors' names meant anything at all.
Is that right? Boy, and there's so many famous ones in the business. I mean, you look at, like, Woody Allen and Francis Ford Coppola. And
Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg, of course, yeah. Didn't make an effect, though.
No, it's real interesting. Starting times are it seems that convenience is much more important than star names, or even supporting cast had very little to do with it. Ticket price and ratings and where the plot took place. It seems that people are very interested in contemporary settings as opposed to period pieces or westerns or so forth.
So movies aren't much different in supermarkets, right? How convenient they are. Well, now, ratings, people really do pay attention to the ratings.
Absolutely. Now, they don't as much in Los Angeles and New York, but nationwide, it's a very, very important motivator. 71% of the people decided to go and see a movie based on a rating, as opposed to a star in a film, which only 32% of the people chose a film because of a star. So it's about 2-1 on ratings as opposed to star name.
Is it true that maybe some of the younger crowd will go to a movie if it has an R rating rather than a PG? Is that a bigger attraction?
Yes, that is actually quite true, but it's a very small segment of the total aggregate audience. So actually a lower rating still in terms of overall dollars, both nationally and internationally, is what one wants.
So starting times, ratings, top of the, and then the stars and directors at the bottom.
Right. I saw last night Top Gun, and that was terrific. And that's the kind of movie also I think that people want to see on a big screen as opposed to a little screen. You know, video cassette rentals are having a great impact now on what people are doing.
That's right.
But you want to see Top Gun on a nice big screen.
Yeah, that's part of it, too. A lot of people, they don't really appreciate the movies unless you see them right there in the movie house. Movies aren't dead. We're just being a little more selective, it sounds like, right?
Right.
All right, well, Michael Levine, look forward to talking to you again about our business here of Hollywood. And I guess now you're going to be signing up starting times and ratings out there, right?
to the sky indeed. You can feel the cushion, but you can't have a seat. You can dip your foot as a fool, but you can't have a swim. You can feel the punishment, but you can't commit the sin. And you want to, and you should want. We want.
To blame. That's Howard Jones here with Charlie Tuna. Well, from the science file today, one of the most sophisticated computers in the world thinks it knows how Earth's only moon came into being. The Cray supercomputer at Los Alamos National Laboratories in New Mexico figures some large planet-like object collided with the Earth soon after the solar system was formed, and this thing had to be at least one-seventh the size of our planet. Upon impact, chunks of metal and debris were thrown into Earth's orbit and eventually gelled together in one sphere by their own gravitational pull. This would explain the differences in the Earth's and the Moon's chemical composition, and especially why there's so little iron in the lunar core. Meanwhile, scientists at the University of Pennsylvania are working on a new generation of computers they say could revolutionize medicine. The school's new Center for Sensor Technology is developing tiny electronic devices that may someday be able to detect cancer in the body and zap the tumors with miniature lasers. Other projects in the works would allow car engines to tune themselves or pump insulin into a diabetic's body when needed. The researchers even plan to create a robot that will pick up dirty laundry from the bedroom floor, sort it out by color, and put it in the washing machine. The scientists say many existing sensors can already do these jobs. The problem is making them small enough and cheap enough. And can video display terminals cause eye cataracts? A researcher at the University of Rochester says yes, leaking radiation can cloud your vision. But says Dr. Solomon Michelson, you'd have to sit and stare at the screen for quite a while before running into danger. By his calculations, it would take 40 hours a week for 40,000 years. I think I can say
Charlie Tuna.
Oh, it's Friday. What am I gonna do?
Friend, have you got the Friday stuck in the barracks? Where will I go blues? Partner, I've got a deal for you. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you in on a sweet little secret from the Deutsche Bundesbahn called the excursion ticket. Many train stations have special weekend rates to various local sites at a special price. Visit the DB ticket office for more information on the excursion ticket.
AFN Radio, serving the Zweibrücken community on 1107 AM. Bringing you the best, we're AFN Radio.